Recently, the Hillsborough County Democratic Party was embarrassed after GOP State Representative and District 56 Trey Traviesa dropped out of his race for re-election. In the equivalent of a smoke-filled room, Hillsborough Republicans selected a little-known 26-year-old Rachel Burgeon, a former assistant to Traviesa, to run for a seat. Hillsborough Democrats were embarrassed because it looked like a ripe opportunity for them to perhaps snatch a solidly Republican seat. But the Democrats' already qualified candidate is a little-known man by the name of Louis Larecha, and so it appears the seat will stay safe with the GOP. The Democrats are fielding a candidate in District 57, which includes much of South Tampa, against Republican incumbent Faye Culp. It's Democratic Party activist Yvonne Yoli Capine. WMNF met up with her last month and talked about her candidacy.
We are in peril as far as our insurance. My district is basically a flood zone at some level or another. Insurance companies have dropped homes all over my district. It is a huge problem. Some people can't even get insurance or find a carrier. Okay, that's insurance. Property taxes. I just got her card from the state, her end of the session card, because I'm in the district. I read it. It's all coulda, shoulda, woulda, except the one bill that she got through was we can now drive our golf carts in state parks.
So you think that basically her accomplishments are pretty minimal compared with the problems that we have here in Florida?
For 3 terms, 6 years, she should be leading in Tallahassee, leading the fight for affordable insurance, leading the fight against one of the ways we can stop the cancellations is by attrition. People moving out, people selling their homes. No, none of that was addressed. What they did address up there was how low they can wear their pants in high school, what ornaments you're going to put on your cars, and how they're going to interject religion into biology class, into science.
We ran against Ms. Culp in the fall. Do you hope to get in some debates with her to really show these issues and talk about how you'll be able to try to accomplish? Look, I would say that she might come back and say, hey, you know what, it's easy for you to say out there on the sidelines. I'm up there. And besides, you know, there's a dominant Republican legislature. You'd be a minority member of the Democrats. You know, what could you get accomplished that I haven't been able to get accomplished? I mean, maybe that's an argument she might throw at you.
Well, the one thing is, I believe that the Republicans that are in leadership there, if they read Time Magazine's article, which goes, it's not nationwide, it is worldwide. And the centerpiece of July 21st issue is about Florida and all its failure, how cheap we are with our schools, our insurance problem, our mortgage fraud problem. Yes, there is a lot to look at, and we're going to sit down and we're going to look at it, and we can come to a reasonable and sensible solution for all these problems. We cannot ignore them anymore, and I believe that the Republican leadership is very aware of that. We need a balance, and everyone knows it.
What is the district like? You know, it seems like some of these state and House districts, maybe they've been gerrymandered or what have you, but, you know, they're Republican. And even though we saw, I think Democrats won about 7 seats, I believe, 2 years ago, making some inroads, yet it's such an overwhelming Republican Senate and House in Tallahassee. Do you think in your district, the way it's set up right now, that a Democrat, yourself, obviously, can win in that district?
Absolutely. My district falls into Kathy Castor's district, is within Kathy Castor's district. She is a Democratic congresswoman, and she won. It is... If we bring to the people solutions, possible solutions, and how we're going to go about bringing them about, we can win that vote. Absolutely.
And tell our listeners, some of you know that you're a Democratic Party activist, but what else about you that you'd like to know, let people know, but in terms of your background, what you've done in your life leading up to this campaign?
All right. I am a small businesswoman. I retired in 2005. I sold my home in Beach Park and moved to Europe for 6 months. While in Europe in 6 months, part of that was a 5.5-week self-tour to China. Within that 5.5 weeks in China, I spent 4 days in a factory, American-owned factory outside of Shanghai. where I met two young women, college graduates, who their English was relatively good. They lived, ate, and slept and worked in the factory. It ran 24/7. This gentleman is an American that I know. He owns four factories here in the U.S. I wanted to go to China and see what everybody... This is 2005. When I returned in 2006, I came back with a whole new perspective on America's role and place in America. I mean, in the world. And with that, I started to work again in campaigns, helping city council, county commissioner, school board...